Well, I haven't played in a long time, but I know you have to run back to base, and is it base? Well, that's what.
And let's see. If you throw a ball and somebody does what?
Catching it.
Mm-hmm. And talking about catching, you might say, "I threw the ball and he
caught it."
Mm-hmm. Or you might, still talking about catching, you might say, "I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any."
And you might say to someone, "Well, I'll meet you in town. If I get there first, I'll wait."
Wait, right.
Mm-hmm. And say a child has been misbehaving and he wants to get out of his spanking, he might say, "Well, just give me one more
chance."
Mm-hmm. And if a man is in a very good mood, you'd say, he always jokes around, always has a smile on his face, you'd say he seems to be in a good
humor.
And say you have a hired man who keeps loafing all the time and doesn't want to do the work and so forth, you might say to a friend, "Well, I think I'm going to
fire him."
Mm-hmm. And say,
"I'll let him go." That you have two choices.
Any difference really in firing somebody and letting him go?
Well, I don't think so.
And say a kid who has been in some trouble, you might say he didn't, or say you're talking about something very grown up around a kid, and you might say he didn't know what was going on, but he, I'll come back to it.
No, I don't get that question.
Okay, I'll come back to that. If somebody stole your pencil, what's some of the slang terms that you might hear for stole? Say somebody stole a pencil.
Somebody nabbed.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear swiped there?
Swiped. Mm-hmm.
But would you ever say something?
That's
like
a slang expression.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say something like that if you were talking about something expensive, say rings or jewelry? Would you ever say somebody swipe my jewelry?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And say you're talking about things in the past, you might say, "I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember."
Mm-hmm. And you might say to me, "Well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't."
No.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, talking about mail and letters, "I have just
mailed a letter."
Mm-hmm. Or what you
have, posted a letter.
Or before you mailed it, you had to do what? I have just
address it.
Mm-hmm. And even before you can address it, say, "I've just..."
You have to seal it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do to it first of all?
You write it.
I
went all over the country for that one.
That's okay. I was going to ask you for all those others too. You'd say, you're talking about writing the letter, you'd say, "I have just done..."
Written a letter.
Mm-hmm. Or you would say, "Yesterday I..."
Wrote a letter.
And you might say, talking about writing letters, say, it's about time I was getting an
reply.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, "I want to write my, I want to write my friend, but I don't know his
address."
Mm-hmm. And say, if a little boy has learned something new, say maybe he's learned from whistle to whistle or something like that, and you want to know where he learned it, you might ask him, "Who
told you that?"
Mm-hmm. And say someone asked you to put down a new rug or something like that, you'd say, "No, but I
help."